to have you here with us on the Master's Call. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, our Heavenly Father, our gracious King, our Savior, our Confidant, our all in all, we come to you this morning to give you praise, to give you honor, to give you glory. We thank you so much for this day, O Lord, that you have made. We thank you for allowing us, giving us an opportunity to get up with all of our faculties, O God, with being in our right mind. Oh, we thank you for enabling us to get up to praise you and to worship you this day. Father, we thank you for the TMC call. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord, for being obedient to your hearing your voice about starting the master the TMC call. Father, we thank you that you have guided them through these over 6 years in the call, Lord. So we ask you continue to bless them, Lord. Bless their thoughts. Bless their time, O God, with you. And Father, continue to be their strength. We thank you, Lord, for the Diaz de Leon family, Father, and because of them, we're here today. Father, we thank you that they have passed it on down to Antonio and Alvia. Father, we just ask, oh God, that as it has been passed down, that new thoughts, new products, new ways of doing things to enhance your kingdom through Artists International will come about. Now, Lord, we thank you for the speaker who will bring a word that we know we need to hear. We thank you, Lord, that you have already bathed the word, and, Lord, that you've given them a ready pen to write it, Lord, and a voice to speak it. And we ask, oh, God, that you bless their going out and their coming in. We thank you for each and every family member who is gathered here at the buffet table this morning. You know what we all stand in need of, and so we thank you, Lord, for blessing it. We thank you for Minister Kai, Lord, and for Mother Franklin, who is doing so much better. Oh, thank you, Lord, and that Sister Kai, that Minister Kai has made it home safely. Now, Lord, we thank you that this call is going forth with clarity. We give you praise, and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my TMC family, whether you are in the snowy parts of the country or if you are in someplace warm, as I always say, from my heart to yours, I love me some you. And God bless you and have a wonderful day. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. First, let me say thank you, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting the people and opening us up in prayer. And we'd like to welcome you all to the Master's Call and give you our warmest of kingdom greetings. This call is all about the Master, and each day, Monday through Friday, we come together to give God the praise, glory, and honor that is due him on the Master's Call. This call was started by two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we know as Dr. Dimples or Dr. Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. And we know that when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, and that mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. Here on the Master's Call, we start the call with prayer, we end the call with prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. And we know that our God is a God of order, and so that we know that this call was founded on Scripture, and that Scripture reference is Psalm 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you. So again, we are excited about the word of God that is going to be coming forward. We know that this call is immediately followed by the NMC call, and that is put on by a host and a group of dynamic leaders throughout Artists International who move to keep us energized, informed, and enhancing the lives of others. And that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617 pound. Again, 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-POUND. And we know that there are a lot of new and exciting things going on with Artists International, and we are just excited about the Word of God that is going to come forward. And we know that today is Inspirational Monday. I am not sure who the speaker will be today, but we know that the word on the new morning motivational call will come forward with power, and we are excited to hear that word as well. I'm sorry, today is Tuesday. I apologize. I got a little lost there. Today is Tuesday, and we are looking forward to hearing what thus says the Lord this morning. So I am going to get out of the way and bring forth the man of God this morning who will be bringing our word. Today's speaker is no stranger to this call. He is here, he is faithful, and he is always willing to say what thus says the Lord. Today's speaker is none other than Pastor Everett Thomas. Pastor Thomas is a man after God's own heart. He is willing, he is a willing servant of God. He is a mighty man of God. He is willing to serve in any capacity that is requested. He is married to a wonderful woman of God. He has been pastoring for quite some time now, and he is just has a servant heart. He is a baptized born-again believer and an ordained minister. He has been preaching the gospel for over 35 years. He is the first assistant minister to the late pastor of Mount Zion Baptist, Missionary Baptist Church, and is the past senior evangelist of the Calvary Baptist District. He currently serves as a senior minister at Mercy House Church in Ecorse, Michigan. He is also a certified biblical counselor. Pastor Everett is the founder and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministry. This ministry provides for the needs of people and has sponsored coffee house concerts, seminars, and assisted the elderly. Pastor Everett officiates Sunday worship service at the Across the Park apartment complex for tenants that cannot get out to church. He believes the iron sharpens iron, and he led him to organize and facilitate a men's weekly ministry breakfast. Pastor Everett is committed to God and community. He is the past president of Lincoln Park Rotary, is a 13-year board member of the Downriver YMCA, and is a past president of the Downriver Interdenominational Ministerial Alliance, and is on the board of the International Christian Education Association. Pastor Everett has been married to his wife Cheryl for over 20 years. His mission is to be used by God to transform the lives in spirit, soul, and body. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. I present to some and introduce to others our very own Pastor Everett Thomas. Pastor Thomas, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
The floor is yours.
God bless you. Thank you, Mr. Khan, for such a warm introduction. To God be the glory. Great things he has done, and he's still doing. Praise God. We want to honor and thank God for the founders of this call. Pastor Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, and also want to thank Minister Willard for opening up this morning's call. Well, good morning to the TMC family. It is a blessing and a privilege to be with you all this beautiful day. So this is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it, no matter how the weather is on the outside. God is still good. Anyhow, come on, somebody. Yes. All right, well, let's look at scripture. First of all, we can look at Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It's coming from the New King James Version. This morning, I want to share with us our subject, sacrificial living. Sacrificial living. I understand that this season that we're in is called the Lent season. Started March 1st and supposed to end April 13th, 40 days, 40 days. Lent is primarily a liturgical season originating from the Catholic Church and basically deals with the penance and some believe in giving up something during this period of time, such as sweets, candy, what have you, fasting, praying, specializing in that type of sacrifice. However, I believe that the Word of God promotes sacrificial living 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Yes, we can do this period of time for Lent season if that's what you'd like to do. However, God has a standard of living, of sacrificial living. Says Paul writes here, he says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. A living sacrifice. So if he's still alive, he's living. Keep on living. Keep on sacrificing. So what are we going to sacrifice? Well, one thing we need to sacrifice or to give up is the world, the way of the world. It says in the second verse there, it says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, Paul pleads with his friends, based on God's mercy, to lovingly surrender themselves to the Lord. He urges them to respond in four ways. Number one, presentation. We are to present our bodies to God as living sacrifices. Number two, we are to be of separation. We are to avoid conforming to the world's way of life. Three, transformation. We are to renew our minds and thus change our lives. Four, demonstration. We are to prove we belong to God by doing his will. So we have number one, presentation. Number two, separation. Number three, transformation. And four, demonstration. Paul argues that these four acts provide the logical response to God's grace. He knew this was a tall request, but he spent all 11 chapters building a foundation for the big ask. And this was the asking. And leaders who connect, touch hearts in a big way, then ask for a big response. So one thing, just encourage us to look at our life and what are we giving up? One of the things that they suggest in this Lent season is, of course, to give up the habit of sin. But that's not just 40 days. We ought to give it up, amen, every day. Anything that comes between us and God, we need to get rid of it, amen. And there's another scripture that comes to mind I want to share with us in Hebrews, the 13th chapter, and verses 15 and 16. And it reads, therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Verse 16, but do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. So sacrifice our praise. I know that sometimes we get to the point of really not feeling it, amen. And but we need to sacrifice. God is still good, even though we may be dealing with some circumstances in our life that may not prompt us, amen, or encourage us to have a praise on our lips. We have to sacrifice. Say, God, I'm not feeling it right now, but you're still good. You're still God, and I love you. I praise you. I worship you. I adore you. Just give him the praise, the fruit of our lips, and watch God move on our behalf. Don't wait till the battle's over. Praise him anyhow. Praise him. Sometimes you got to give him anyhow praise or say hallelujah anyhow. Never let your problems get you down. When life troubles come your way, hold your head high and say hallelujah anyhow. Yeah. We have to learn to give it anyhow praise. Anyhow, no matter what's going on in our life. Amen. There's a song that comes to mind. And I know I'm not Tiffany. I know I can't sing like she could. Amen. But we're going to give it a shot here. Here it goes. We bring the sacrifice of praise. And it goes something like this. I'm not going to sing it. I'm going to say the words. How about that? So we bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer up to you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer up to you the sacrifices of joy. Amen, amen. It's a praise song, simple praise song. And we have to learn to give God his due. Amen. Offer a sacrifice of praise. So sacrificial living, it's a joy knowing that God is pleased. Amen. When we give him the praise, when we honor him, amen, glorify him, in spite of what may be going on in our life, God, you're still good. Amen. We still believe that you are able to do exceeding abundantly more. We got to ask or think, amen, according to the power that works within us. I'm reminded of a story. I believe it's true. In baseball, there's a bunt that people may know about, and this is a game that the team was losing. And the bases were loaded, and the coach gave the batter, gave him instructions, okay? Told him, look, all I want is a bunt, just a bunt. That's all I want is a bunt. And the batter got up there and said, man, he want a bunt, and he got a ball that I know I can hit out the park. Let me get it. He knocked that ball out the park. Yeah, one run in, two run in. Three runs in, and here he comes home. And everybody was on their feet shouting and just excited. A grand slam home run. They was about to lose, but here come a home run and knock everybody in. Wow, what excitement. And then the coach said, you're fine. I have to penalize you. And he said, wait a minute. I gave you a home run. Yeah, but I didn't ask for a home run. I asked for a bunt. I know it sounds like it was harsh, but when it's time to sacrifice, amen, it's that time to sacrifice. And that was the time the coach said, this is the time I want a bunt. I know you're a home run hitter. Everybody knows that, but this is not the time. I want a bunt. So God's saying to us, I want a praise. I know you feel like pouting, but you can't pout and praise at the same time. You can't worry, amen, and walk by faith at the same time. What I want from you is the fruit of your lips. I want you to give up your lifestyle, amen, your body as a living sacrifice, and do not be conformed to the way of the world. You are sanctified. You have been called out. You are a king's kid. You are a child of the living God. You have been redeemed, and I expect something more out of you. You need to learn to sacrifice no matter what your friends, family, everybody else doing around you that may not glorify me, but you are special. I expect, amen, you to praise me. I expect you to give me the fruit of the lips. So God has a way of expecting more out of it, just like that coach expecting more out of that home run hitter. Even though he thought he was doing something great. But many times we think we're doing something, even in the Lenten season. I'm not trying to pour cold water on somebody or dampen somebody's, but even the Lenten season, are we really doing this, amen, to honor God? Is it just something, a routine? Okay, this is the Lenten season, we have to do this. All right, what you giving up? I'm giving up candy. What you giving up? I'm giving up TV. It's whatever it is that we're giving up, hey, that's what you want to do, fine, praise God. Amen. But God wants all of us. I mean, a total being. He wants us to be set apart totally. Give our bodies a living sacrifice. And amen. And to give him the praise and the honor and the glory, the fruit of our lips. sacrificially, amen, as a lifestyle. Amen. And God is pleased when we do that. Then it goes on in the 16th verse of the 13th chapter of Hebrews, it goes on and says, but do not forget now to do good and to share. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. So what I'm saying today is sacrificial living is a lifestyle. Amen. 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 It's just something we have to learn to do on a regular basis, a consistent basis, not just waiting to this season to give God a sacrifice or to give up something. We should always be willing to give up something that does not please God. And I'm not saying that eating certain things that it doesn't please me, because we should do all things in moderation. Amen. We understand that some things are just not healthy anyway, but just, you know, reflecting on some of the tenets and the way they practiced this in back in the day when they started this Lent season, the children would give up candy during this period of time, and they put the candy aside for Easter. They couldn't wait till Easter come. They you know, it wasn't so much that they didn't eat it all, but just that period of time, they gave up the candy and set aside, and many of us know about Easter baskets, what have you, full of candy, what have you. So they gave up the candy and couldn't wait till the Easter time come. So what is it sacrificing when your mind is not really fully on why you're doing what you're doing? This is just what something, you know, we do because it's just what people do. You know, this is the time, this is the season that we do what we do. You know, so we can be religious about a lot of things, but our relationship with God is not about being religious. It's about being intimate with Him. It's about being close to Him. It's about being, amen, where He wants to be in Him, as far as being sanctified, being set apart, being holy. This is what God requires of His children. And so, my brothers, my sisters, I just wanted to remind us that sacrificial living is what God honors on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, on a monthly, yearly basis. And if we're going to really please Him, if we want to be all that we can be and should be to glorify Him, we want to offer our bodies as living sacrifice. And we're not going to be conformed to the world, and we will give Him praise. Amen. Even if we don't feel it. Amen. Even in our circumstances do not dictate it, but in spite of how we feel, in spite of circumstance, God, you are good. You're a good Father. Amen. And we praise you. We're going to give you your due praise. We're going to give you your due honor, and we worship you in spirit and in truth. So it's something that we need to learn on a regular basis. We don't have to wait till Sunday morning, amen, to enter to the sanctuary. We praise Him in our cars or driving down the road, in our homes, anywhere and everywhere we can. God deserves our praise. He deserves the fruit of our lips. So the question is, what are we sacrificing to God today? What are we giving up to God? Give up the glory. Give up the praise. Give up the honor. Give Him what is due to Him, because we do have a good Father. Amen. He woke us up this morning. Amen. He started us on our way. Amen. And just think about the goodness that He has allowed us to witness, and just count your blessings. Amen. Instead of count your problems, count your blessings. And then watch your lips form a praise. You just can't pout as long as you count your blessings. Amen. You just can't pout and praise at the same time. You got to, amen, give God His due praise. Just something happens. Amen. The load, the depression have to leave when you learn to praise Him, even in the midst of anything you're going through. So praise God. Just wanted to help us to understand this Lenten season and every season, God is due our sacrifice of praise. Give it up. Give it up. Give God the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Minister Kai.
Thank you, man of God, Pastor Everett, for that message on sacrificial living. I will be calling you back for our benediction. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for the man of God and his word, which is so on time and so poignant for such a time as this, about sacrificial living. He reminded us this morning, O Heavenly Father, that we are to give you the sacrifice of praise, that you want our lips to praise you. You want our lifestyle to praise you, and you just want us to praise your holy name, O God. So, Lord, we ask right now that you just touch the man of God, that you just touch his ministry, touch his marriage, touch his children, touch his family, O Heavenly Father, that you continue, O God, to let everything he puts his hand to prosper. Father God, 100-fold, pour into him all that he has poured out into us. We give you the glory and honor for the man of God who is an example of what that sacrificial living should look like. Lord, we thank you for the two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and their yes, O Heavenly Father, which has brought us here today so that we can receive that word for such a time as this during this Lent season. Just a reminder how we are to live our lives, O Heavenly Father. We thank you that you keep a hedge of protection around these two amazing women, that you know their every need, their desires of their heart, and that you give it to them, O Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to keep a hedge of protection around the Des de Leon family, the founders of Artist Life, O Heavenly Father, and as they continue to seek your wisdom, your way for Artist Life, O Heavenly Father, that the company continues to do the exceeding and abundant more than we can ask or hope, according to the power that worketh in us, O Heavenly Father. So we ask right now that you touch the bereaved families, O Heavenly Father. Just be with them. Continue to just lead and guide them, O Heavenly Father. Lord, you know what they need. You know that this is a tough time for them, O God. And we ask that you stand next to them and keep their mind, O Heavenly Father, and keep them in right relationship with you and their spirit, O Heavenly Father. Be that comfort and that peace in their time of need. Lord, we know that you are the author and the finisher of their faith. So we ask you right now to stay in line with them, O Heavenly Father, to keep them moving, O Heavenly Father, to just give them your peace, which passes all understanding. Lord, we ask that you continue to just build up Artist Life, O Heavenly Father. Continue to touch every person on the TMC call, O Lord. Father God, you know the needs, spoken and unspoken, O Heavenly Father. So we surrender it and submit it all to you, and we leave it at your feet, knowing that you can do it all, O Heavenly Father, and that we just need to sit back and glorify your name, O God. So, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, and we magnify your name. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, immediately following this call is the MMC call. And today is Artist Life Presidential Tuesday. The host is Executive President Candy Mosley, and today's speaker is Alex Borgellum, and I know I messed that up. And today's topic is a social media tip, what would you do? And that number is 712-770-4005. The access code is 294-617-POUND. If you want to listen to today's message again, you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-10. And today's message was so poignant, I suggest you post it on your social media, send it to your friends via text, because today's message was that kind of message, sacrificial living. We are so glad you joined us today. We look forward to hearing you again tomorrow. I will now ask the man of God, Pastor Everett, to come back and give us our benediction.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you peace, henceforth, now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. May God keep you.